Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for April 26, 2019. In today's news, 80 new skyscrapers are being proposed in Toronto. Lyft Solutions Incorporated has launched an online parts store. A Chicago developer has plans for a high-rise residential and commercial building. North Sydney could become home to a new 33-story office tower. And an Alamut Group subsidiary has landed a contract for building maintenance units in what is set to become one of London's tallest residential buildings.
Demand for housing in limited space has positioned Toronto for a spike in skyscraper construction, with 80 projects on the drawing boards, the National Post reports. Real estate company Point Two Homes produced a report that revealed the plans, which promised to double the number of tall buildings in the city. Of the 80 skyscrapers defined as structures at least 150 meters tall, 31 have set a completion date. Super talls are also poised to populate the skyline, with projects such as 85-story The One at One Bloor West, Canada's future tallest, under construction and scheduled for completion in 2023. Should all the towers with set timelines be completed, Toronto will jump to the 10th on the list of cities with the most skyscrapers, replacing Jakarta, Indonesia.
Lyft Solutions Incorporated, headquartered in Lake Stevens, Washington, has expanded its business to include an online store offering thousands of parts for elevator modernization. Products range from wire rope and traveling cable to oil buffers and personal protective equipment. Said Lyft Solutions CEO John Castano, "Our parts catalog will continue to grow over time. We feel that our simple ordering and excellent customer service will make this website a great resource for the industry." For more information, contact Brittany Castano Platts by phone at 425-501-1662 or by email at brittany@liftsolutions.net.
Local developer Newcastle Limited wants to replace a Barnes & Noble bookstore at 1130 North State Street in Chicago's Gold Coast area with a 39-story, 425-foot-tall tower containing 368 apartments, 19,000 square feet of commercial space, and 161 parking spots, Curb Chicago reports. Designed by Solomon Cordwell Bwins, the glassy structure features rounded corners, the architect said, will provide a distinct, elegant identity. If all required approvals are granted, Newcastle hopes to break ground in early 2020. The plan for 1130 North State Street was presented along with one of an 11-story mixed-use tower during a community meeting on April 10th.
Chinese-backed developer Mobile Group has proposed a 33-story office tower at 173 Pacific Highway in the Central Business District of North Sydney, Australia, Commercial Real Estate reports. Set to take shape on the site of a four-story, Mobile-owned building, the development would include six floors set aside for startups and co-working space, and cantilever over 116 Miller Street, which is also owned by Mobile. A planning application said delivering smaller floor plates and co-working space will enhance the diversity of the North Sydney office market, which saw WeWork join three other co-working space providers in the market this month. The architect is Woods Bagot.
Alamut Group subsidiary Cox Gomel has landed an offer from Chalgrove Properties for two 5000 series building maintenance units, or BMUs, for construction of the landmark pinnacle in London's Canary Wharf, which, at 75 stories, will be one of the tallest residential towers in the city. The $880,374 order builds on an existing partnership with Chalesgrove on the project, for which Alimak is providing construction hoists, and showcases the benefits of the integrated offering after two large acquisitions, the company said. Engineering work is underway, with the BMU scheduled for delivery in mid-2019.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.